This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a beautiful day.
Hump day!
And Mr. Courageous from the days of our Vinny.
He's a like sands through the hourglass, these are the days of our Vinny.
You heard it here first.
And now the news.
Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank just made it easier for schools to get pandemic supplies they need now so education can continue. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts so they can buy personal protective equipment, Wi-Fi access, and more to keep everyone healthy and learning. That's nice. Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, here's what's happening. The weather right now outside is perfect. It's absolutely a perfect California winter morning. It's a little chilly.
Yep.
But the sun is out.
Just
I just skateboarded down to the ocean and videoed the whole thing.
Did you really? You're so funny.
It's up on my, I don't know what it's up on.
On your Instagram.
No
yeah,
way.
On
really
my story.
I'm gonna
go.
Yeah, I watched it and I started cracking up. I just see him skateboarding. I'm like, he's really doing that right now.
I gotta look at this.
Yeah,
it was great.
Here we
go. Oh, wow. That's incredible.
8 minutes ago. There it is. Hold on.
Well, I'm gonna let you enjoy that, and I'll get to a couple stories while you do. So here's what's happening. First of all, the weather is perfect. Second of all, they're saying here, and you know, look, I'm not an econ major, and I don't even pretend to understand numbers at all, but they say retail sales have increased sharply last month, which is really good, a really good economic indicator as we try to recover from unprecedented times. I mean, honestly, a pandemic?
What?
Right. So anyway, that's really good. Sales grew 5.3% in January.
Wow.
So we're up, you know, and now we're in the process of possibly they're going to finish up this stimulus package. Hopefully it's going to get to people here very soon. That will also be money in people's pockets that they can go spend. And so hopefully this is the beginning of that get back that we all desperately need.
We need the get back, Vin.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just thought, oh, okay, great news. Let's talk about some of that. This, I mentioned earlier that after I finished up with a couple things yesterday, I got with my kids and they have their first choice is hide and seek. Let's play hide and seek. And they're really good at it.
Yeah.
Or they've gotten better
at it. They've
gotten better,
sure. Your one kid figured out that you actually have to find some place that you're not going to look.
Right. This story is about Elias Quezada. Quesada.
Quesadilla.
Anyway, this young man, a 7-year-old, was very lucky not to be smashed in the garbage compactor out in front of his very own house. He was playing hide and seek, Elias was, outside his grandmother's home in Hillsborough County, Florida, when he climbed into a bin. It just happened to be on bin collection day that he was hiding in a bin. Elias was soon scooped up and dumped into the garbage truck. In a matter of seconds, he thought it was going to be the end of me.
Oh.
And the family was well, the story ends okay. He says, I got picked up and thrown to where I was going to be a mashed potato. Luckily for Elias, the driver was also trained to observe every can in the truck's surveillance camera as it gets dumped into the back.
So, and I'm sure the kid must have been squawking, right? Like,
gotta be, right?
Yeah.
Waldo said he saw something drop and immediately turned off the truck's blade.
Blade?
A blade?
I didn't know there was a blade.
They gotta cut it first and then squish it?
Oh, he immediately called 911. I come outside and I see him. He seemed happy. I said, okay, you're okay now. And
stay away from the blades.
Right. Carmen Salazar, Elias's grandmom, recalled the boy going out for only a few minutes before she suddenly heard the sound of the truck and the noise outside. I'm very thankful he was looking at the camera at the time and he acted so fast.
That's incredible.
Otherwise, my grandson wouldn't be here. Yeah.
And you wouldn't know where he was either.
Right. How about that?
No. How about not that? Yikes, that is, can you imagine? That'd be horrible.
Yeah, yes.
Thank God for Waldo watching the
cam. We mentioned it earlier. I don't know. I mean, I've always been a fairly clean person, although I'm a boy, so I'm, you know, but still, I used to play in trash cans. Big ones, not these little ones, but the big dumpsters.
Yeah.
Whether it was at a construction site, which I'm, how I didn't end up with rusty nails in me all the time, I don't know, but. Anyway, that was just it's something boys do.
Yep.
So this kid had a close call, but he's A-OK.
Hooray!
I think the blades are just a part of the compacting function.
Still, there's, you know, anything with the name blade is...
I don't think it's an actual blade that cuts you.
Well, it's still going to liquefy the kid.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll still crush you.
Yeah.
Sure.
He would still be just very dead.
Very dead, yeah.
I'm so glad that guy was paying attention. Can you imagine? Like, for every trash guy out there who's supposed to watch every load get dumped in, I wonder if they're like, yeah, I guess I got to start doing that.
Yep. I'm sure that everyone can agree while teachers are doing the best they can and, you know, school districts around the country are trying their very hardest, there's a drop-off in learning.
Yes.
When you learn remotely. Especially when no one had time to put it together. There, you know, a little warning next time, pandemic. 6 months from now, you're all going to be working from home.
Right. You've got and 6 months to put a plan
home.
Together.
We need time to put these things together.
Right.
Anyway, a new study ranked all 50 states from the most to least educated places in the U.S. I don't know how much this changed thanks to the pandemic, but I did this story because... The number one most educated state in our union, you know, the United States of America,
yep.
Is
Massachusetts. Massachusetts.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, like Harvard and MIT.
Yeah.
And
how did you know that?
I've just heard that before.
Oh.
I feel like I've heard it. Well, you know, there's a lot of big... universities. Of course there's universities everywhere. But they say that about it.
Well,
that's why I get out. I couldn't keep up with everybody.
Maryland, Connecticut. By the way, California not in the top 10.
Oh, that's surprising.
New York not in the top 10.
Really?
Really?
Huh.
Really,
man. Give me the top 10, man.
So, anyway, way to go, Massachusetts. Who knew?
Well, I had heard it. You know, I guess people like to say, oh, you know, we're the smartest. We got the most education and stuff, you know?
You usually don't hear smart and masshole in the same sentence, so you never...
Well, that's, you know, that's why everyone's so mean to people from Massachusetts. They call them assholes because they're like, oh, they're so smart.
Oh, is that why?
I'm sure that's it. Ben.
Well, I one time heard this guy fishing, and he did sound like a genius. He was really, really smart.
What is that, Jay? Oh, I think it's a baby whale. Oh, we got to call the aquarium.
My next story.
There's some good meat on that fish.
We got to call the aquarium or something, dude.
Dude. We got to call the aquarium or something, dude.
Oh, man, look at this thing. Holy. What the is that?
Guy's got a master's in skyrocketeering.
Smartest guy.
I don't even know what he's in. He's obviously a marine biologist.
That's Massachusetts' version of Jacques Cousteau, everyone.
Yeah. I'm Jack Cousteau. Hop on my boat here, the Nautilus 2.
This poor guy has been framed. It's unfortunate. Although I have to admit,
it wasn't me.
For me personally, massage is to me, it seems like a sexual thing. I know there are a lot of people who love massages, and they would say it's the furthest thing from that, and they can get a 1 or a 2 hour massage, and it has nothing to do with anything.
Right, sure.
Okay, and that's fine. Yep, it's good.
You needed your calves
rubbed out. I gotcha.
Here's a story of a guy.
He's accused of being a deviant. Trevor Scott is a masseur in Prince George, British Columbia, Canada. And back in spring of 2019, two female clients filed complaints against him when it seemed that he wasn't using both hands to do the massage.
Uh-oh.
God, dude, you're so horny all the time.
Right, except that's not what's going on here. He was framed.
Really? Was he?
It wasn't him. So after an investigation, the good news is that's not what he was doing with his other hand.
What was he doing?
He was playing video games on his cell phone during the massages. He didn't want to admit to that because either thing was is bad news.
Right.
You're supposed to be using both hands.
Both hands. Use both hands. Both hands.
My butt cheeks need both hands, sir. Yeah.
I need a hand on each butt cheek.
Right. So it turns out he wasn't helping himself while
well,
he helped
good
them.
News.
He
that's
was
good
just
news.
Playing video games. It's still something you're not supposed to do. He just got a 10-day suspension and a $3,500 fine and a ban from bringing his phone into the massage room. Who knew? A $3,500 fine?
Who does that money go to?
I don't know. The Massage Therapists of America Fund. I don't know. I don't know. Are they unionized?
I don't know. You said it was in BC, though.
Oh, right. They're not even in America. Good point. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
The Canadian masseuses, eh?
I don't know. I don't know who the money goes to, but
our Thai massage involves a moose walking on your back.
I could tell you right now that you should never ask me for a massage.
Because I'm going to wind up with a hot dog. Vinny, give me a quick massage, would you? A quick one. Oh, God, the hot dog's back.
I don't see it as any other thing. So, like, I'm happy to give...
I'm touching a chick's body.
My lady a massage. I'm happy to. But at the
I'm
end of
massage
that...
massage you with this. Something's with my wand.
Well, I'm first
my magic
do the massage. I get the
massage
done.
Do
but
you?
There's a... You know, there's a...
There's a price to be paid.
Well, I like to think we both benefit from the end of the show. But, all right, maybe it's only me. Fine.
Well... Sheesh. If she asked for it and she knows what it's about, she must be into it.
Right. Exactly right. Thank you.
Or it's worth it. Maybe you have good hands.
Anyway, here are a couple bad habits to avoid first thing in the morning as we all have, you know, different.
I have terrible habits in the morning.
Right. Different issues with getting up. The snooze button.
Yeah.
Cut it out. Over half of us hit a snooze button, but studies show those extra few minutes of sleep don't help you at all.
They do help.
Zero help.
That's
none.
I don't care about your studies. I'm telling you, it's there's nothing like the snooze sleep.
They say you're better off. Look, if you need to be up by the very last alarm goes off at 5:50, just set your alarm for 5:50 and get up then. Mm-mm. And let that sleep roll straight up to the clock. They say that you are not doing yourself any favors with multiple snoozes.
I am. I actually try to, after my second snooze, I know I only have 6 minutes until the next one when my real alarm goes off, the one I have to get up to. And so in those 6 minutes, I try to not fall back asleep and I try to like I think about what day it is. I think about what a great time. I'm trying to like give myself a pep talk. And then inevitably I fall back to sleep, and 6 minutes later my real alarm goes off and I get up and
and once again, morning has snuck up on you and
it caught you every single
on the
day,
wrong
Vinny.
Side of the bed.
Every single day.
How does it happen?
I don't know. It just keeps up for 24 years.
Immediately checking your phone is another thing they say. These are bad habits to avoid first thing in the morning. Don't immediately check your phone.
Why?
Checking texts and emails or reading the news in bed are some of the most stressful ways to start your day.
Oh.
Roll over and make out with your partner is one great way to get started.
Listen, the morning breath makeout is just, every time I see that happen in a movie or TV show, I'm just like, that's BS right there. You've
it's
just snapped
passion,
me out of.
Sarah.
Yeah, it's called love.
That's not
Sarah.
What it's called. It's called yuck. Brush your teeth. Yuck. Yuck mouth.
You're the one that climbed on top of me.
Yeah.
I went and brushed my teeth first, and then I climbed on top of you.
See.
And now
sure.
I'm so disgusted by your morning mouth that you need to go brush your teeth.
Listen
to
me.
In fact, forget it. I'm just going to go do my job.
They say don't immediately check your phone. The better option includes stretch, deep breaths, drink some water, say hi to your kids. All these things will improve the way you start your day over looking at the news on your phone.
Well,
after
like
you've
see...
done those things, though, go immediately to radio.com
right.
and get Alice on.
Yeah, just turn us on first. We'll wake you up nice.
We're waiting right here for you.
Yeah. We're all,
starting your day with a sugar rush is another bad habit. It sets you up for roller coastering all day long.
You go
from being hungry and moody and then tired again. Cereal or sweetened coffee are the two biggest culprits with this intense sugar rush start to your day.
Yeah. All I want is my coffee. I don't even think of it. This is the first time I've even thought about food today. Oh, wait. Did we? Oh, no. Cheeseburgers were yesterday. Okay. I don't think I thought about food, yes.
What?
Not
washing your face is another really bad habit. Pillows are covered in oil and dead skin and your hair
yeah, you
and all
wash
the
your face.
They say especially if you haven't washed your pillowcases weekly, please.
Oh, yeah.
But okay, we're not there right now. We're here, which is
I like the really hot water on my face. I feel like it just really helps me to wake up.
Even if you wash your face before bed, it's a good idea to wash your face when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Just don't use a harsh cleanser.
And, stuff.
And in fact, they say just water is enough, but wash your face in the morning when you get up.
I love that.
They also say completely overlooking your own mental health, which is something we've done all our lives forever until this, when suddenly we're locked inside, actually going crazy or losing it. Mm-hmm. And we've had to focus on taking better care of ourselves. But honestly, they say having to rush around is what makes morning so stressful. So going to bed and waking up earlier is important. It gives you more time to ease into things, make sure everything gets done, and you won't find yourself going halfway to work going, oh my God, I forgot my briefcase, my bra, and
my kid.
I left my kid at home. I got to turn around and go get him to bring him to school. Like right. All that stuff is because you're rushing.
Yeah.
And by the way,
yeah, go ahead.
Never put on makeup while you're driving down the road doing 80 miles per hour. Okay, put on your blush. That's fine. Mascara? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you only can really do that in traffic. You do it at a stoplight. I wouldn't know. I don't do that, but I know. You always see people putting their makeup
on. Nicole, 80 mile per hour eyelash makeup. You do it?
No.
70?
Wait for, No,
I really don't do that.
All right.
Because I'm afraid of poking.
Unless you're in a Tesla.
I know, a Tesla would be so great.
I'm afraid of poking
it?
My eye with the mascara wand, and then you're just like,
that's what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's like every time I see somebody doing that, I'm like, oh,
now driving has dropped so far down the priority list that it's just, you might as well not be driving. You might as well be walking into traffic.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I don't have as much time as I wanted, but I'll do a couple of these real quick. If you wanted, I'm surprised with all the educated people in Silicon Valley that California is not in the top 10.
I know. And big universities here.
This is education stuff that I think population-wise, the geniuses in Silicon Valley are not enough to bring the curve up. They can't possibly be. There are so many smart people in tech, though. It would blow your mind, the people that my wife works with, some of the smartest people in the world. it's insane. They're also not the most socially well-adjusted people,
it's
but
tough.
That's
it's tough to be both genius and it. Socially normal. It just doesn't happen that
right.
much.
760 says, oh my God, you're killing me this morning. The conversation about massage. I'm crying in my car right now. Thank you for all the laughs. You were right, though. The hot dog's probably coming. You don't want to ask me for that. That's
right. No, I know exactly what I'm in for. Right. You know what? I don't want a massage that bad. And I like hot dogs. You know, some of them.
Right. Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news right after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.